Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, cloudy skies, maybe some snow this afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Kenosha right now, 24, 26 in Burlington, in Milwaukee, 24, and it's also 24 in Racine. Last month, 24-year-old Renee Galligan of Waukegan was charged by the Racine County DA's office with child neglect resulting in bodily harm. This after her 3-year-old child was reportedly found walking alone near Walden School in 16-degree weather, but that felony charge has been dismissed. During a court appearance, the charge dropped after Galligan's public defender argued that the state lacked probable cause. The court commissioner agreed to dismiss the charge without prejudice. Online court records indicates that it leaves the door open for Galligan to be recharged if the DA's office finds more evidence. Criminal complaints said that the toddler was only wearing boots, a jacket, and a soiled diaper. Police found the home for Galligan, went in through a door that was slightly ajar, found her sleeping in a living room recliner with another child in a crib. Her blood alcohol level, according to the charging document, listing at 0.12. Recently, some incidents involving a few bars on the east end of the village of Mount Pleasant prompted the police department to take some action. Chief Tim Zarzecki telling village trustees this week he's concerned about a couple of the taverns that are open late, and they draw big crowds, especially on the weekends.
We had an officer punched in the face. We now had a beer bottle broken over somebody's head over an incident that happened. A man was injured pretty severely. Large crowds, it tends to tie up our entire police department on Friday and Saturday nights at bar closing time. Not every Friday and Saturday night. Some of those nights are, of course, without problem, not problematic.
He noted that his officers are stepping up their efforts in the area, and they are trying to work with the bar owners. Kenosha's Police Department, assisted by units from the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, or KDOG, and Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, did a search warrant at Liberty Foods, 6830 14th Avenue, about midday yesterday. Kenosha News indicates at least two men got arrested during the operation, but there's been no other information from police. Racine County Sheriff's Department seeking what amounts to a 5-year lower-cost contract with current jail and juvenile detention center food service provider Aramark, retroactive to the first of the year. The Finance and Human Resources Committee heard from Captain Doug Waring, who said this would include the company paying up to $150,000 during that time frame to replace kitchen equipment. He said the inmates get 2 hot and 1 cold meals each day. Any rate increase by Aramark would be guaranteed at 3% or less each year.
Food's going to continue to go. I assume it's going to continue to go up. The quality of food, they've shown over the last 5 years that it's been the same. It hasn't been any problems with it. They also said that the rates of going up in the next 5 years will not exceed 3% a year of any kind of increase. So it would be between 1% to 3%.
Contract numbers still being negotiated through the Corporation Counsel's office should be ready for the county board's final vote on March the 28th. And Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says he's happy right where he is and does not plan to run for the U.S. Senate or anything else. He reveals this in his newly released book, Cop Under Fire, says despite efforts by some to recruit him to challenge Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin next year, he likes being the sheriff. He's critical of Governor Walker in the book for not helping him in his 2014 bid for re-election, something a Walker aide calls complete fiction. The book is also highly critical of the Black Lives Matter movement for only being interested, the book says, in anarchy and terrorism. In Kenosha, the Shalom Center Board of Directors this week deciding to accept a proposal from Kamozi Construction that would guarantee a project price of $1.85 million to complete the remodeling of the new homeless shelter interior on 39th Avenue. The price tag includes commercial kitchen equipment and interior furnishings that'll be covered by a $135,000 community development block grant from the city. Bids for kitchen equipment will be going out in the next few days. The shelter, targeted to open this summer thanks to a fundraising campaign, which has included a few sizable challenge match donations. The Racine Unified School District's Montessori program at Goodland School going gangbusters, according to Superintendent Lolly Hawes, and that's why expansion is planned. During a recent update to the Board of Education, Director Amy Shepherd talked about 2 classrooms, each with 4 sections, for 3- and 4-year-olds.
Both of our teachers, Melissa Becker and Ami Soni, are AMS-trained Montessori teachers. We've got 4 educational assistants. They provide support 2 in the morning and then 2 in the afternoon. We've got wraparound care available. Transportation was offered in drop zone format this year.
Said the expansion plans for next year incorporate 5-year-olds. At capacity this year for enrollment, 43-year-olds and 39 4-year-olds, but more are expected in year two. The situation with Dr. Haw, she says she's hoping the Board of Education will keep approving more teachers in the budget process, as Montessori seems to be proving itself as a valued choice. Meanwhile, the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty's got a new study out that says when you mix together poverty and race and English language learning into the whole mix regarding test scores, the student test scores outcomes are actually better in the choice in charter sector instead of traditional public schools. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It says students in Milwaukee's choice and charter sectors perform better on both the ACT and Forward exams, even when compared to the schools often held up by the city as the best. The study also says with the younger choice programs in Racine and across the state, the students significantly outperformed their public school peers on the ACT. To continue comparing choice and charter schools directly with students in public schools without accounting for important racial and socioeconomic differences, the study says it's unfair and hinders the debate. The authors also state, quote, policymakers and reporters would do well to consider more even-handed comparisons in the study before claiming no evidence for higher performance in choice and charter schools. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And there's a public involvement meeting coming up at 5 o'clock this evening at Kenosha's Municipal Building. It's to discuss proposed rehabilitation of Highway 32, Sheridan Road between 85th and 91st Street. It's going to be an open house style format. The improvements are recommended at the intersections of Sheridan and 91st. First, which has been the site of numerous accidents. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.